It's Velvet Elkhorn, Bosley Real Estate, Women of Influence Day here on 101.5 MyFM, making a difference in our community. This is Dori Ebel from the Dufferin chapter of the IODE. Dori, thanks for being a woman of influence. Dori, you've been around a long time. How did you get involved with the IODE?
Yes, I started in 1993. Shortly after I retired, I think it was the same year, I belonged to the Zonta, which is a businesswoman's club. And once we moved up here, Zonta's more for networking and stuff like that. And when you're, once you retire from business, you really don't need that as much, of course. And so people were at me to join Rotary. My husband had been a Rotarian and was till the day he died. 50 years of Rotarian and a past president in three different clubs. So, you know, I knew Rotary, but I wasn't interested in becoming a Rotarian because I felt I was almost a Rotarian. I did everything that was needed for volunteering. And so when someone approached me, a member of IOD, about looking into this, I went to the museum and looked up the historical side of IODE and building the first hospital and how they raised funds. And I was very impressed. I realized they were a small group, and I realized I wasn't going to be able to, you know, shoot for the stars. But I just knew one thing, that it was something I was interested in. And so I became a member in 1993 and sort of gone through all the offices. And now I feel at my age, I kind of step back a little bit. But on the other hand, I'm very keen about keeping IOD running. You know, we started in 1900, and the woman who started it, it was during the Boer War. And you're probably so young, you don't even know what the Boer War is. It's just, they started with a purpose, and we are still very much needed, and the purpose we have is to help people in need, women, youth, and children. And that just gravitated, it just spoke to me in a way that made me want to be there and see what I could do. And I must say, in the beginning, it was very slow, and I was used to being in business, and I found that you know, agendas were not always followed, and there's a lot of things you have to swallow and say, okay, but we do get things done. So let's just go with it and speak where it's needed. And so I just think it's a great organization.
And what are some of the biggest challenges you've had to face since being a member of the IODE?
If I have any challenges, it's recruiting people. It's like Rotary. I mean, I hear it all the time from members. Lions, I'm sure you hear it. It's a very hard sell to recruit people to become members of charity organizations. I'm on the hospital board, and it's the same thing there. The foundation struggles with getting people. And Mike, I'm not sure, but so often when we ask people, they, oh, I'm so busy. And I think it's a mindset. I really do. There's still 24 hours, the same as your parents had my parents. And when we were kids or when we're the age we are, there's still 24 hours. It's how do you spend it and where do you want to spend it? So, you know, I think the members get tired of me saying, be enthusiastic when you ask somebody. You'll never get anybody if you say, would you like to join? Just come on out and meet us some night. Come to a meeting, and this is what we do, and what are you looking for? But I find that some people have a hard job with that, and they feel pushy, and it's not. I mean, if you have something you're pleased about, you need to be excited about it. Otherwise, no one else is going to get excited. But it's a great organization. I think when you recruit people, you have to look at them as to what is it that person needs or looks for. Is it recognition? Is it association? I'm sure you do the same thing when you're hiring and looking at things. And so sometimes I don't think we put enough emphasis in that as members, we probably just kind of, I know I've heard people when we've done recruiting opportunities at the market or on Broadway, you need to let them know what we do and what we have done and what we can do with more bodies and more ideas.
And Dori, before we wrap this up, what would you like to say to somebody if they're interested in perhaps getting involved in the community?
Well, I guess what I'd like to say to them is, come out and visit a meeting. We only meet once a month, and we will be meeting in the fall. We will work something out, whether it's Zoom or what have you. We're going to do it. We've been around 120 years, so this is not going to stop us. I think you need to come out. You need to take the time to look at the history. All you need to do, you don't even have to go to the library anymore. You open up your internet, and you can find out the things we've done over the years. And feel the sense of pride of the town you live in and what they have done and what we can do. And when you read the things they did, like starting a hospital, my goodness, there was no hospital here. And had these women not started a hospital, it would have ended up over in the county, because that's where they wanted to put it, Ferguson, over in that area. And those women fought to have it here. And this is where it is, and this is where it's being.
Definitely a fantastic organization. Dory, thanks so much for being a woman of influence. You can listen to all our Women of Influence at orangevilletoday.ca.